Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reacted positively to the military coup in Egypt that toppled the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Netanyahu, in a rare remark, said the fall of Morsi demonstrates the weakness of political Islamic movements. He also called the Morsi government radical in nature and incapable of steering the country economically, politically, and culturally. Israel had previously responded more cautiously to Morsi's removal by the army. Now Netanyahu has expressed hope that Egypt's new leaders may restore largely frozen contacts with Israel. Egypt was one of the only two Arab states to have officially recognized Israel. Cairo-Tel Aviv relations weakened to lowest levels after Israel's ally and former Egyptian dictator Hosni Mubarak was ousted in a revolution 2 years ago. Joining us now via Skype from Idaho is Mark Glenn with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement. Mr. Glenn, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, these are some very rare remarks coming from Netanyahu. What do you make of it, first of all?
Well, the first thought that comes to mind is if there is this inherent instability about involving Islamic movements and Islamic governments, then how do we explain the fact that Iran, since 1979, the same year that Egypt signed the peace treaty with Israel, Iran has not gone through these kinds of tumultuous uprisings that we have seen take place in the last 2.5 years in countries including Egypt and Tunisia. So Netanyahu's remarks in and of themselves, I think, are just self-serving. This is just meant to pour more fire on the anti-Islamic hysteria that has gripped much of the Western world. More than that, though, I think that we have to understand that everything Benjamin Netanyahu says is geared towards politicizing, with the final intention being Israel becoming the dominant power in the Middle East. And so when he's talking about the hope that he has that things in Egypt will get better economically, we have to remember that lying is his native tongue, and what he's saying, in effect, is that he doesn't want to see things in Egypt get better. He wants to see them deteriorate, because as long as Israel is living in a neighborhood where all of her surrounding neighbors are unstable and in a state of chaos, then Israel comes out of it smelling like a rose. So again, this is just typical Zionist politicizing from Benjamin Netanyahu. Obviously, we cannot take his remarks seriously because we have, as I said, the contradiction to his statement, which is the Islamic Republic of Iran, probably the most stable of all the Middle Eastern countries, and has been that way now for 33 years.
Well, also Netanyahu expressed hope that Egypt's new leaders may restore contacts with Israel. How do you see the new leadership in Egypt moving henceforth when it comes to Israel?
Well, Netanyahu is not interested in talking with Egypt. He wants to see things between Israel and Egypt break down, so that he has a casus belli for launching military actions and regaining the Sinai, which Israel was forced to give up at the 1979 Camp David Accords. So the new leadership in Egypt was put in there because Morsi was becoming friendly with Iran, he was becoming friendly with Russia, he was making noises about refusing money from the West and instead joining the BRICS summit. He was insistent upon Iran being a part of the peace process regarding Syria, and he was absolutely against any foreign military intervention on the part of NATO vis-a-vis Syria. So Morsi's departure has not worried Netanyahu or Washington one bit, and all of the platitudes and statements that they have made to that effect have to be seen as more just a theatricism on the part of these warmongering powers.
Okay, that was Mark Glenn with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement joining us from Idaho via Skype. It's always good to have you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn.